Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
I am Darren Maul, in heaven, I believe they say. Oh, yeah. You know what? You know when they say that things look good in pictures, but in real life, so much better? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the blue couch. I am finished. My shoes are off. My legs are crossed. I'm at the Leather Gallery showroom at number 41 Coralbrook Road. It was a very quick drive from the studio. We're in River Horse Valley. And this blue San Pablo leather corner sofa, it was made famous over the rioting. If you remember, it was many images and videos were seen of it being both carried and dragged throughout KZN. It is worth 67,999 Rand. And I was trying to find out some of the features. And let me say, it's like the private plane of couches. I'm sitting on the one tiny corner. I could fit the rest of a rugby team or a hockey team or whatever on this entire couch with me. The back of the headrests come up and down. They've got charging ports on the side for your phones. I believe you press a button and a butler arrives out of your kitchen. You know, it just happens. It has been displayed right here in the front of the Leather Gallery showroom. They've said they're not going to be selling this couch. This is now just for you to come and have a seat. Just come and check it out. Have a little lie down on it. I mean, there are others like this for sale. I think they're in blue and white and gray. But I mean, how could you not want the blue one after all of this? And I must say, those looters had outstanding taste. I mean, I don't know if that's as... it is so comfortable. I'm genuine because I've sat on those couches before that look gorgeous. And they you know, more form over function. But this is quite divine, boys. Do you have any questions?
Well, for that price, does it give you a pedicure? Bring you coffee?
Does it massage your bum?
Anything?
Like, what you say?
You must massage your own bum, Sky.
No, but I'm saying, I'm saying, like, while you're sitting on the couch, Kerry Miller, like, do you get, like, you know, like a little...
So I'm just going to say to you boys, have you seen the price of a genuine leather wallet or a genuine leather pair of shoes, for example? Now, imagine how many wallets it would take to make a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you could possibly call it a 6-seater couch of pure leather. And then the fact that it's in this beautiful blue color and it's got all the little extra moving parts. So, I mean, 67,999 might sound like a lot to someone who's looking for a leather wallet, but if you know what you're looking for in couches, this is actually a pretty good price.
Carrie Miller, your feet on a 67,000 Rand couch, brute. Take them off.
Hold on. I did ask. I'm sitting here with Hannah Paul Reese, by the way, who's the marketing manager of Leather Gallery. I did ask her if I was allowed to put my feet on the couch. They did actually wash my feet first and sanitize them. And no, but they also said, you know what? This couch has been through enough. What's another pair of feet going to do? So as you said, boys, I am live from the Leather Gallery showroom. We're at the reception area where the now very famous blue San Pablo leather corner sofa is on show. It's at 41 Coralbrook Road in River Horse Valley. Why is this such a famous couch? Well, it was one of the looted items that was taken from the Springfield showroom. And I don't know if it's because the couch is blue, or I don't know if it's because it's worth just under 68,000 Rand, or I don't know if it's because it's just super cool, and some of the pictures taken were quite something to see, because here it was, this beautiful blue couch with just people sitting on it, chilling in the middle of a road somewhere, and it just looked like something out of a movie, you know. And it was found, and it has been restored, and now it's sitting on the showroom floor. And I thought, why not speak to Hannah Paul Reese, because there's been a lot going on with this couch. How do they find it? How and why and the restoration and all of that? So the marketing manager of Leather Gallery, Hannah Paul Reese, good morning. Thank you so much for having us. So I was just actually hearing, how many of these leather galleries do you have in KZN?
So we currently have 8 in KZN and 5 in Gauteng, and we're hoping to open many more nationwide events.
And with the looting, how many of your stores were affected?
We were very lucky that only our Springfield store was affected. All of our other ones were really nicely guarded and everyone was looking after them, but unfortunately our Springfield one did get completely looted and burnt down.
So we say completely looted and burnt down, are we talking ashes to ashes vibe?
Yeah, nothing left in the store, burnt down, ashes, really, yeah.
And when you heard obviously this had happened and then this blue couch started getting some fame, tell me a little bit about that when you guys started seeing, you know, there's that traveling gnome that people will take the gnome and they'll move around with it. That kind of happened now with the couch. So tell us a little bit of the story from when the couch was then seen on social media, and then obviously someone must have got hold of someone from here and then the decision to go and get the couch back. Tell us about that story.
So obviously, I don't know if you've seen it, that TikTok that went viral of someone recreating, like talking about the couch as if the couch was talking. So I got sent that by my boss saying, have you seen this? And then we realized that it was our couch. And everyone from family and friends that knew that we had all worked here and that the famous Booth couch was sending us photos saying, hey, this is your couch, have you seen it? And our little KZN detectives and everyone in SA was DMing us, commenting, saying, we know where it is, we know where it is. And we really are so grateful to everyone in KZN and throughout South Africa that was trying to help us find it down to the exact road of where it was. And the Sydenham's SAPS phoned us and said, we've retrieved it. Can you please come in and verify that it's yours and you can take it home? So myself and one of the owners went to the police station, verified that it was ours because we brand all of our couches. And we loaded it onto our leather gallery truck and brought it home and then assessed the damage. And
okay, so I mean, that was kind of like when you've had a child go missing or something. You have to come in and see, is this really yours, you know? And when you went in and you got this couch back now, the damage to it, excuse me, the damage to it, how much work kind of had to be done to it? Because, I mean, you can see now, and again, if you're on Facebook Live, there's, I mean, some obvious chunks that have been taken out, some of the backrest not working anymore. So the kind of the damage, what cost are we looking at?
Obviously, not, can't give a precise amount, but it is really expensive. This is genuine leather. So as much as it costs to make, it costs a lot to repair. And from the photos that we saw, you can only kind of see a little bit of the damage. When we got it, it had obviously been dragged and pulled and shoved to where it was taken. So not only on top of the leather, but the legs and the framework was also really damaged. So...
Well, I just want to say that Kerry's couch has never felt better. And I also want to say to you guys, thank you for turning this into something positive. You know, everyone around here, and I know that we haven't been on air this whole time, no one is talking about the riots, the looting, anyone who had anything to do with the disappearance of the couch. No one's talking about that negatively. In fact, they're saying, you know, come on, come and have your own photo on the couch. So just making sure, Hannah, is it okay for people to come to the showroom, come have a photo on the couch?
Yes. We, obviously, South Africans, try to turn all the negatives into a positive. And as much as it was terrible, as that's what happened, we've decided to, you know, turn the devastation that happened into something positive. So we really encourage everyone to come down here, take a photo, take a selfie, post it on Instagram, tag us. We'd love to see the photos.
The Leather Gallery, 41 Carberg Road in River Horse Valley. Thank you so much for having us.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.